The last structure on your itinerary is the sauna, the most individual of those found on the site. It has three distinct parts. From the eastern part, the furnace was fed with firewood, whilst the central one housed the furnace itself. The west part corresponds to the steam room provided with a boiler. The structure, half underground, was roofed by a corbel vault formed by slate blocks as they project inwards from the layer on which they rest. Only this type of building was roofed this way. The ruins visible today correspond to the layout of the sauna in Roman times, for these buildings, although originated in the Iron Age, were in use almost until the 1st century AD, already under Roman domain. It is a comparable structure of hill forts from the region of the Navia Eo that parallels other examples in neighbouring Galicia and in northern Portugal, the so-called Pedras Formosas. As for their operation, it is to be noted that the fire burning in the furnace heated the water in the boiler, generating steam in the chamber of the sauna. The users would have probably sat on benches on the paving of the steam room. There has been a great deal of interpretation of these particular structures, being considered bread ovens, crematoria, shrines related to the worship of water, or buildings to celebrate warriors' rites of passage. Nowadays, scholars agree in their thermal and ritual character.